time.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who's off enjoying some warm weather. He's going to be back with us next month. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. Tonight I have Ethan Schmidt helping me out, and our guest tonight is Dan Neal. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope we trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Hello again, everybody. This is Eddie Schmidt. We're here on a Thursday night live in Amory, Wisconsin, with another version of our Trigger Happy Memories. Every time I hear that theme song that we recorded, the biggest thing we think about is when Mike told the engineer when we were recording that to make sure to turn up that one hit that that Carl did on the tom there between the runs.
That's my favorite part.
everybody waits for Carl's hit on the tom on that song. So here we are, and it's March 2022. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, cold winter. I sure am ready for the warm weather to come around. She's been a long one this winter, but not much we can do about that. But here we are, going to play some music and have some fun and talk about some stories. So I got Ethan with me. How are you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. A few weeks ago, we went up to Dale's Twin Pines and played a big Tuesday afternoon show there for Kyle Larson, the old original John and Dave drummer. And sure had a nice house full that day on a Tuesday afternoon, 3 to 6. That's the kind of hours we like to do anymore.
works well for you retired guys.
Yeah, for us retired guys. It's harder on you when you had to try to get off of work and get up there. But
I still made her up.
Yep. But we've been doing a few things. The jobs have been a little bit here and there and hit and miss, but between that stuff, and I know you got a big summer coming up with all the stuff you got coming on. But we want to say hello to our guest tonight. So we got Dan Neal with us. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Eddie. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you here. I can't try to think about how many years it's been since we worked together. Probably one of the last times is when we played up in Walker, maybe at that casino.
I love that casino.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That was fun going up there and play. I think you and I kind of met through Steve Swenson, or Cocktail Stevie.
That's true.
And I got to know Stevie from working with him with a piano player, Wizard. We were playing up at the casino in, I don't think it was at Danbury. It was Danbury, yeah. And that's where I met Cocktail, and after getting to know him, and then he started calling me, and I played a few jobs with him up in Columbia Heights, and then that's where I got to meet you, and it sure enjoyed that meeting.
Me as well, and it stuck.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say hi to Dan, and one thing we always ask a lot of the folks when they come in, how did you get started playing, Dan, with guitar and all the different things you do?
Well, my older brother had a guitar.
Okay.
And He had just gotten out of the military, so when he would go to work, you know, I would sneak and get his guitar and try to play it. And he, of course, would catch me, and he finally got so tired of my doing that. He had a Gibson guitar at the time, so you can understand. And so he bought me a guitar so I would leave his alone.
Oh,
he even gave me lessons. So I would stop playing his.
Okay. Did your folks play at all, or just you and your brother? And
mostly me and my brothers. Okay. People my dad's age at the time, they knew guitars existed, but as far as they were concerned, if you weren't Charlie Christian or Les Paul, you know, or Segovia, you weren't a real guitarist, you know? I'm not sure they weren't right sometimes.
Okay. Well, why don't we have you sing a song for us, Dan?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Do a little Hank for you.
And what key?
Move It On Over, N-E.
N-E,
okay.
Intro.
1, 2, 1. Last night about 10:30, and that crazy one wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
You move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. Well, she told me once, she told me twice, well, I can't take no gal's advice. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. Here's Eddie. Well, she changed the lock on my back door. Now my key won't fit no more. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over. Up before you start to whine. That side's yours and this side's mine. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Get move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's zooming in. But I'm already busy scratching, please. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Yeah, move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause a big dog's moving in.
Very nice, Dan.
Thank you, Eddie.
Boy, that was fun.
Thank you, Eddie.
I'm just sitting over here smiling the whole time. That's, you want to talk about making a guy smile, That's a way to do it on a Thursday night in downtown Amory, I'll tell you. Boy, that's great. Yeah, I looked back, and there's actually some YouTube videos of you and me are both playing with Cocktail at that Columbia Heights bar, and it was actually in March of 2013, so 9 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Is when we did that.
That's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we still recognized each other by sight just today.
Boy, yeah, so that was, but yeah, that was some fun times. I think you were playing that day too when he had the two different fiddle players that came in.
Yeah, Bruce Hoffman and was Dave Stenchel the other one?
I think.
The late great.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that was, it was quite a show, and it was so fun. I got to meet a lot of the Twin Cities players by going over and doing those Sundays with them, and I was going to ask you, were you one of the guys that played with Stevie when he was out in Denver, like with Dusty and the?
No, that predates me.
Oh, that is, so that was before. Okay.
So I remember he had a guy named Barbecue Bob.
Yeah, okay.
Who was kind of a genius, and another songwriter he had too that was also a guitarist.
Okay.
He would have to remind, Dan Corson, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny that things we were talking about, some stuff out in the room before we were getting ready for the show out there, and the neat connection that the guitar player that Ethan's working with, you actually gave him lessons quite a few years ago, or how?
Eric Warner. Yeah.
Yep. He's the lead guitar player in Chris Cruzy's band, and he's originally from Bloomington, I believe. He grew up there.
Yes.
And small world.
Very small. Getting smaller all the time.
Yeah, it's funny the connections, all the different people that you meet, and between knowing people, and especially with the music, it makes a lot of connections that way. So, but it sure is fun on a Thursday night. You want to do another song for us, Dan? Here, oh yeah, I like that finger picking stuff.
Why don't we do a little Buck Owens?
A little Buck Owens.
It's okay. Called "Hello Trouble." Okay. In C. All right. Kick it off on the 4. 1, 2, 1. Woke up this morning, happy as can be. Looked out my window, what did I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Where you talk about heartaches, where in the world you been? I ain't had no misery, yeah, since you been gone. Yeah, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home, here's Eddie. Coffee, you can rest your shoes, you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. I'm just a little part of all of that life you live, but I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than I never know the love you give. Well, hello, trouble, yeah, come on in. Well, you talk about heartaches, where in the world you been? I ain't had no misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Yeah, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
That's Buck would be proud.
Thank you. Buck is back.
Buck is back. Yeah. You guys used to always say that when you... Ethan sings a song. What's that one that you do too by Buck?
Excuse me, I think I have a heartache.
That's such a cool song.
Yeah. When
Buffalo Bob would always yell that after we play that one.
Yep.
Buck is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was going to ask you, Dan, I see a lot of the different stuff you're playing with so many different groups on Facebook, and between... I should have you just name off some of the all the different groups that you are working with, but I had to ask you about the double neck guitar that you got. Is that a Gibson or a?
Yeah, ES-1275. Just it's the only thing I have in common with Jimmy Page, I think.
But yeah, so is what are two different necks? Is one a 12 string?
Yeah.
But I've seen some stuff. And
1/12, 1/6, and. You know,
it's got to be heavy. Is
how
it
many
heavy?
Pounds, yeah.
About 16.
16.
Yeah. You see me playing it sitting down a lot. That's why.
Boy, it's a beautiful guitar that you got.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I got to ask you quick while I'm thinking about it. The one group you work with, is it Galactic?
Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.
Yeah. And explain to me is the music a little bit. Is it a mix of different?
Yeah, there's. It's kind of country and alt rock, you might say.
Okay.
More country.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but.
And there's a gal fiddle player in that group.
Yeah, and she plays a solid body fiddle. So there aren't many solid body fiddles around. She has a couple of the first ones I think I ever saw. I mean, so you can play them. I mean, you can play them as loud as electric guitars get, you know.
Oh, okay. So,
and win that whole battle, you know.
Gee, that's... And what's some of the other groups that you work with? Is there a honky-tonk something? I'm trying to think of the different stuff. I've seen just pictures of Facebook of you working.
I work with a guitarist named Dan Loewinger.
Okay.
And he has a band called Honky Tonk Jump.
Okay.
Joe Savage plays in.
Oh, that's okay. a mutual friend of ours. That's a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you keep pretty busy with all the different...
I try to.
Yeah.
I'll get up there for 10 minutes if they'll let me, you know.
Yeah, well, Steve Swenson told me, he says, if all the guitar players were gone and there was one left and I needed one guy to work with me, he said, you're the guy that he wanted to be there. So
that's a nice thing for him to say.
Okay.
Just for that, I'll forget about that $50 he owes me.
So, well, Ethan, you want to sing us a song as long as we're in town?
Sure. Yeah. Let's try one called Some Broken Hearts Never Mend, Don Williams tune.
Yep.
In the key of A.
Yep. In the key of A. We Dan, we always like to announce the keys because there's actually folks that listen to us and sometimes they're strumming along and they like it when we throw the keys out there.
That's a good idea. So.
But, okay, Ethan.
Start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend. Some memories never end. Some tears will never.
We missed the fade a little bit, but that's what you're going to get on a Thursday night in downtown Amory,
yeah.
I guess. I was going to ask Dan, when we were up in Walker, Minnesota, playing at that casino that time. I think the wife and I, Joanne and I, went out for a drive or something. There was this guy running down the road quite a ways from the casino. Are you still keeping in shape and doing all this running that you used to do? Or
I still try to keep up with some of it. Yeah. I was really doing it a lot then because it was summer.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that's pretty neat.
That's a good memory, though. Even I didn't remember I did that weekend.
Yep. But just a reminder, folks, yep, this is 93.1 WPCA in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We always try to tape a brand new show for you the last Thursday of the month. And hard to believe we've been doing this for 5 years and all the different... Mike and I are so lucky, all the different folks we've had come in, and it's nice to Ethan to help out while Mike's off away for a little while down in Arizona, but he'll be back with us next month, and he can ramrod, and I just get to sit back and play a little bit and talk here and there, so it's a lot easier for me when Mike's here ramrodding. So, but maybe I'll try to we're going to try something. I don't think we've had this instrument here in the booth here yet, have we, Bob?
No.
Well, we've tried a few things. We had Mike and I had a concertina player one night, and Mike has brought his tuba in here, and Ethan, I did bring the sax once, but so we're going to try something a little bit different. I started doing one of the Bob Wills tunes that I sing is Time Changes Everything, so all the years when I started playing music back the summer after fourth grade, the first thing I actually did try to play was this B-flat clarinet. So we're going to actually try that here tonight and see what we come up with. But we'll throw a bunch of leads in between it. So bear with us, but this is going to be a new thing for... And I'll actually...
In the key of F.
In the key of F for those that want to strum along. So we'll do a 1-5-1 yep. Intro, yep. 2-3. There was a time when I thought of no other, and our hearts sang our own refrain. Our hearts beat as one, and we've had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken, and our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone, there's blue skies above, but time changes everything. Here's Dan Neal. And I've forgotten you. Mother Nature does wonderful things. I know it's true for me and for you, but time changes everything. You can take the name of an old song, rearrange it and make it a swing. I thought I'd never stop loving you, but time changes everything. Here's Dan again. So good luck to you and may God bless you. I can't say we won't love again. You've gone your way, but now I've gone mine. But time changes everything. Yes, time changes everything. Well, there's another new one for your studio, huh, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Last time I took this out, we were playing down in Menominee at the Silver Dollar, and we did that, and some guy walks up, he says, I don't know if I've ever heard a clarinet in a country band before. So, but figured as long as it's just sitting there, might as well still use it if it still works. I got it in fourth grade, in the summer after fourth grade. Sears Silvertone, back when you could get a lot of things from Sears.
Take really good care of your instruments.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that was... But, trying to think. So, Dan, do you do a lot of guitar lessons? Are you still teaching a lot, or just...
There's a few people I teach. Yeah. Okay.
Is there specific things that you like to get them going on, or to try to do what they want to work on, or...
I teach what's known as finger picking a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you hear me playing it a lot, you know, things like this.
I mean, yeah.
For people that have been playing country forever, like all of us, you hear that all the time. But if you grew up in School of Rock or whatever, that's you probably never hear such a thing, you know. Let's say it. No, it's not in that song. But yeah. Maybe we'll put together an AC/DC finger style song.
Finger style. With all the finger picking, do you listen to any Doyle Dykes?
I love Doyle Dykes.
Yeah,
that guy's amazing.
Yep, I hadn't heard of him until a year or two ago, and I even brought some of his stuff, and we've loaded it into the computer here at the station, and he is. Wow.
he's from another solar system, I think.
Yeah, he sure can. And when he shows you, now this is the difference between Chet Atkins and Merle Travis, and it's funny how you can really sense that he shows you exactly the difference between them two.
Yeah, he gets it right. Most people, a lot of people get it close. He gets it exactly.
Yeah,
man.
He's
because there is a difference.
Yeah. Well, Dan, why don't we have you do another song for us? What would you like to do?
Be happy to. Well, we might as well do a little Chuck Berry while we're in town.
I was hoping that it was. I remember doing this with you up in... Well, most of the times that we got to... The few times we did get to work together years ago, but this is a dandy that you do.
Thank you. Okay. This is called Nadine, N-A, for those playing along.
I got on the city bus and found a vacant seat. I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see you, please let me off this bus. And Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I see you, baby, you up to something new. Well, I saw her on the corner when she turned a double back and started walking toward a coffee-colored Cadillac. Pushing through the crowd, trying to get to where she's at. I was campaigning, shouting like a southern diplomat. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I catch up with you, you got something else to do. Here's Eddie. Mm-hmm. out. Caught a loaded taxi, paid up everybody's tab, threw a $20 bill and said, catch that yellow cab. Nadine, honey, is that you? Whoa, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seems like every time I see you, baby, you up to something new. Like a wayward summer breeze, said, go, go, driver, go, catch her for me, please. Moving through the streets like a mounted cavalier, I was hanging out the taxi window trying to make her hear. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Yeah, it seems like every time I see you, baby, you up to something new. Yeah, it seems like every time I catch up with you, you got something else to do.
Very nice, very nice.
Thank you, fellas.
I think the only time I've done that with you, and then I think Dan Lund does that one also. So
hey, you're right.
Yeah, I remember doing that with Dan. It's where the it holds so long on that one. I always keep wanting to jump away from that one, but got to remember just to sit back and wait there on the one.
Till it's Chuck Berry and James Brown, they could hold that one chord for a long time.
Well, we'd like to remind everybody here at WPCA 93.1, we have our spring pledge drive coming up April 11th through the 15th. So only twice a year here at the community station, we do that pledge drive. I'll be in here in early morning answering phones to help out. So if anybody feels so moved, we appreciate that. But it's been surprising. We've done quite well the two times a year that we do that. And get enough money to keep the station going. I think we're hoping for 18,000 we're trying to raise here. Yeah. But
last fall we did 20.
Okay.
We'll see if we can do 18 this
year. But so we're hoping that comes out good. Otherwise, Ethan, you got another song you'd like to do for the folks?
Sure. We better get in our mandatory Merle for the day.
Yes.
Anyone called That's the Way Love Goes? This one's in E flat, so
E flat. That's a little different for us here on the radio show.
A little bit.
But I'm sure that people will figure it out, so
I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover that you ran with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too, and that's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows, wills and makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, grows, lives and makes me sorry. You say, honey, but don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes.
Mandatory Merle on a Thursday night.
Yep.
Very, very nice, Ethan.
Thanks.
I think that's I'm sure Greg Wheeler's probably listening. He does that one too, you know. So
he's probably saying we played that second chord a little wrong, but he'll take it anyway.
No, yeah, we do that one with Greg and the Eclectic Barn Boys down in Menominee and have a fun time with that.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do pretty much traditional straight country with them guys down there. But just wanted to remind everybody, keep watching the papers for this summer with the trigger happy dates that we got. We're going to be at the Baldwin Legion, and then we're going to be at the Woodville Park this summer, and we'll be at the, can't remember, I think it's the Legion or the VFW in New Richmond, that second Saturday in July, so just keep your eyes open for the paper, and we'll be advertising it too on Facebook. That Mike and Deb do a nice job of keeping that everybody up to date on what we got coming up that way. So, but quite a few things coming up this summer. I'm sure you're going to be busy, huh, Ethan?
Yeah. I've actually, this weekend I'm playing with Chris Cruzy up at the Danbury Casino. I believe there's plenty of tickets left for that if you're feeling like getting out of the house a little bit with this warmer weather.
Yeah.
But then, we're playing at Country Jam in Eau Claire. Another country festival over in Porterfield, Wisconsin, towards, I think, the middle of June. But yeah, keep your eye out for Chris Cruzy.
Okay. And you got other things that you keep yourself busy, too.
Oh, yeah,
those,
yeah.
The Bad Habits Brass, is it?
Yep. We'll be playing River Falls Days in July. I believe July 9th at Shooter's Pub down in River Falls.
I like that bar. Yeah.
It's set up pretty cool. Mm-hmm. There's a nice high stage in there. But the Rattlenecks will also be playing on May 14th at the Enchanted Barn over in Hillsdale.
Oh, okay. So you guys did get a date in there. That's a neat venue over there in that, and they do smaller groups down in the lower level, and then bigger shows upstairs in the big room. The big room or the
in the haymow.
In the haymow. That's what they call it.
Upstairs.
It's pretty neat the way they got heat in there, and they can actually run that thing, you know, I think, year round.
Yeah, they insulate it when it cools down, but I'm sure they'll be getting rid of that stuff here.
Okay. Well, why don't you do another song for us, Dan, and we'll say hi to some folks, too. And
good. Well, speaking of Mandatory Merle, why not do a little Working Man Blues?
Okay.
All right, this is an A for everybody playing along.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Been a working man dang near all my life, cause I'm gonna keep on working as long as my 2 hands is fit to you. Now I drink a little beer that evening, yeah, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Hey, now I keep my nose at the grindstone, yeah, work hard every day. And I get a little tired on the weekends. Ever got my pay, but I'm right back working. Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Now I drink a little beer that evening, yeah, and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes a working man. ¶¶ work a man, yeah, work a man like me. Ain't never been on welfare, that's the one place I can't be, cause I'ma keep on working. Buy them kids a brand new pair of shoes. Now I drink a little beer in a tavern, yeah, and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Here's some mandatory Eddie. Bombing around and throw them bills out the window, get the train to another town, but I'm right back working. Monday morning I'm right back with the crew. Now I drink a little beer in a tavern, yeah, and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Now I drink a little beer that evening, yeah, and sing a little bit of these working man blues.
I'm just sitting over here smiling, Dan. That's all I'm doing.
Why, thank you, Eddie. Me too.
This is
smiling
fun.
And trying to sing.
Picking and a grinning.
Picking and a grinning. Boy, that's fun. You tore that one up.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
If I may say so. So each time we do the show, we like to say hi to a few. It's amazing how many folks we got listening to us on the internet. So it was. With our streaming, you can listen live, so I'll say hi to a few folks, and you two can both say hi, too. Want to say hi to Charlie if he's in that truck somewhere between the cities in Fargo. Cousin Char, and my wife Joanne, Alan Ann, and their daughter Janet, and some other relation listen to us all the time. Tad Late and his wife, I think, they're probably listening way down there in Alabama. Jim Bjorkman, Brian Jevning, he's probably listening. The Cribbage Boys, Club 42, the Cactus Cousins, Hunyuk Boys, and Putz. We always got to say hi to Putz, Edna, Greg Wheeler, and the Barn Boys. Some of them might be listening. Tom Kramer, and some of the Seawell family, they always listen to us. But probably Buffalo Bob, but Ethan, who you got?
If Justin or Johnny Murtha are listening, or maybe John Sr. maybe, or...
Hank,
Steve Huff D, Chad Costner, if he's tuning in, that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, Chad's been in here playing with us, too.
Yeah, he tunes in and listens, too.
Oh, okay. Dan, you got some folks you want to say hi to?
I have a few folks I want to say hi to, and while I'm at it, I got to say, the two of you guys are awful popular with that many folks to say hi to.
He's got the long list.
Yeah.
After 5 years, you've... find out who's listening and you like to say hi to them. So,
well, I'd like to say hi to my girlfriend Tasha. That's who. Okay. I know she's listening.
Okay
And my Wisconsin buddy Mark Sterry, who I'll be
playing
with.
That's another.
Be playing with him at the Beedale Club on I believe that's April 14th.
Okay.
And that's a good Wisconsin boy.
Yep.
And
we've had him here before too.
He's a riot.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say hi to Allie Gray and all her band guys.
Oh, okay.
Who playing at the State Fair with her at the Frontier Bar.
Oh, okay.
Or Minnesota State Fair, that is.
Okay.
Got to make that clear.
Oh. Yeah, that's neat with the Mark Sterry. A gal that sings with him once in a while, Gay Magnifici, she sings with us with Trigger Happy, too, so...
Oh, I think he's working with her coming up. It's this week sometime.
Yep. They've been doing some stuff where she goes and sings along. She's a great singer and sings along with him too. Besides the stuff she does with us, so
good for you guys.
But well, you got another tune you want to do, Dan? As long
Sure.
as we're playing music.
Well, how about a little I guess you'd call this Chuck Berry, technically, but I learned this from Elvis, because that was the version you could hear when I was a kid, and it oddly enough, featured Jerry Reed on guitar.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of the rare instances of Jerry Reed backing someone. So anyway, so I tried to get that guitar playing together more than I could get Elvis's singing. But anyway, this is called Too Much Monkey Business. In E for those playing along. Running to and fro, hard working at the mill. Never fail in the mail, I done got another bill. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home and settle down and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Here's it. Trying to run me up a creek. Said you can try, go and try it. You can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay phone, something wrong, dime gone. We'll mail all to sue the operator. She telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Yoga, mama been a fighting in the war. Army bunk, army clothes, army shower, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Monkey business.
That's great.
I should have you tell us about that Gibson Les Paul that you're playing there. How long have you had that one?
I've had it 3 days.
Seriously?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you, both you guys have occasionally stepped into a Willie's American Guitar in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And it's very hard not to walk out of there with something. So, you know, my aspiration of being debt free kind of went out the window. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you still need an appointment to go in there to look at guitars?
Formally, they say so, but I think you don't really.
They'll let you in.
They'll let you in. Yeah, they're too nice to enforce that.
See, ever since COVID, I know they were pretty strict there for quite a while. Anyway.
Yes, when it was really going strong, they enforced the protocol pretty well, I think.
Yeah, Brickhouse Music down River Falls, they did that a lot too, where you'd have to call them and somebody would open the door for you to come in and go ahead and, not that somebody just went down there lately and bought a new quilt or amp or nothing.
Right. I see. Somebody else is not debt-free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris just bought a brand new Martin acoustic guitar there last week, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
You know.
It's tax season.
Yeah, Willie's guitar is, you know, is kicking in a national debt crisis over there, I think.
Okay. Well, we're getting closer to the end here, but I was going to play just a little bit of some instrumental for you. I Fall to Pieces in the Key of A, guys. We'll just do a little short version, and then we can finish up the show. We'll go up to the 4. Yep. And mm-hmm. bit of steel guitar on a Thursday night. Well, we sure can't thank you enough, Dan, for coming all the way over here and playing and singing for us. But
oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, yeah. And I'll bring the same guitar back. It's a good reason to keep the same one.
I was thinking, because years ago when we were playing, didn't you have a Les Paul back? I'm sure you've had...
I still got that one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did you have a Strat one time, too? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've got...
Yeah.
Between that and that double neck that you've got, I'm sure you've got lots of things sitting around, just like Ethan and I do. Every time I see this kid, he's playing a different bass and and all the stuff going on. But it's another reminder here at WPCA 93.1. We got a lot of great shows between Dave Corbett in the morning and Bob does the day flight program. I do the afternoon thing. And so we appreciate everybody that listens and comes around. And thanks to Ethan to helping out while Mike's off in Arizona, but he'll be back next month. And so thanks for listening again, and we hope that we triggered some happy memories, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.